I'm going to ask Bob Gardner to now talk about our Great Lakes Braille Readers Are Leaders, as well as the Life Group. Patty, I know we did this somewhat this morning, but I'm going to ask you to come back and talk just a little bit more about Bell.
Okay, I'm going to talk about Braille Readers Are Leaders. Braille Readers Are Leaders is a contest for kids, K through 12. The idea is that the kids are broken up into age groups. They are then read material, Braille pages, see how many Braille pages they can read in approximately a two-month period, seven-week period. This was a contest that was run for kids by our national headquarters for years and years and years. Then in 2011, they discontinued it. And we kind of missed that. And we decided on our own in Illinois, NFB of Illinois, that we were going to run our own Braille Readers or Leaders contest. The only state in the union that did that. And we did that. We started that in 2013, and it's been very successful, I think. We've had sometimes as many as 30 kids in Illinois competing. And we've had some, you'd be surprised how a little bit of competition can really get some of those kids going. It's amazing, some of the pages that some of these kids can read. We did that by ourselves in Illinois for 2 years, and then in the third year, which must have been last year, 2015, we got Minnesota to join us. So yeah, so we started spreading out. You know, they came up with a. I always say I wish I could take credit for this name. They came up with this great name. It was called the LOL Squared. It was Land of Lincoln, the Land of Lakes Braille Contest. I thought that was such a cool name, LOL Squared. But this year, 2016, 2017, the contest will start. The kids will start reading on December 1st. So it runs across when I say 2016, 2017. They start on December 1st, and then they end 7 weeks later toward the end of January. Gives them something to do over Christmas, right? So we've really, really expanded. We have now expanded this into a regional contest. We now have 5 states enrolled in our contest this year. And, yeah, we're spreading out like the creeping crud. We're, you know, it's, you know, we got, yeah, yeah. And we didn't even have to waterboard these people even, you know. So we have Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, and Ohio. So we called it the Great Lakes Braille Readers or Leaders Contest. Debbie Stein is our contest administrator. I asked her to... do this a couple years ago because I didn't think she had enough to do already, you know. So, yeah, no, really, really, Debbie really had the skill set to really be the administrator here, and how she gets everything done that she does is just amazing. With people like her and Denise and Patty and some of these people, the amount of work that they do for the NFB is, and the NFB of Illinois is just really outstanding. So anyway, Debbie really needs a hand, and of course, it ends up being a fair amount of work for her. How this is going to turn out this year in terms of number of kids that come in, we don't know. It could end up being quite a lot. How much more we'll expand, we'll have to find out when we get done with it this year. And how much spare time Debbie Stein's got. But Debbie and I have talked about, you know, maybe what, if anybody wants to expand, like whatever, maybe we need to encourage other regions to have a regional contest, or this is like a Great Lakes regional contest. So anyway, that's the exciting word on Braille Readers and Leaders. It's just about ready to start. Kids can start registering November 1st, which is just next week, and then they can start reading December 1st. Sure.
I have to share this. When we put out the announcement for the Great Lakes Braille Readers Contest, I actually got an email back, because I post our announcements, from a teacher in New York, and she said, if I provide my own prizes, can my kids do this? So there is a demand for this way, way beyond what we're doing right now, I'm sure.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Debbie about that, but we tried to figure out how to get New York in there. New York technically is a Great Lakes state, right? So, and we still got Pennsylvania and Indiana in there too, so... Yeah. But we got to draw the line somewhere, I think, maybe. We definitely aren't going to do it nationally, I don't think. If I could, then I'll switch gears, unless there's some other discussion on Braille Readers or Leaders. I'll switch over to the Life group. Of course, what we're all talking about here is Braille. You know, this is all about Braille that we're talking about. And the Life group, which is LIFE, really... an abbreviation that was come up by Lois Montgomery in the Blackhawk chapter some years ago, stands for Literacy is for Everyone. And the idea of this is that we have a group of people who get a Braille book, either hard copy through NLS or on their Braille note through like Web Braille, something like that. And we get together. We have a telecon once a week, and we read out of the book read out loud, obviously, to the other people. We take turns reading. The idea is several things. One of the things was when this goes back to a group that was started quite a few years ago now in the Blackhawk chapter. And the original intent actually was to make people read Braille out loud. For some reason, it seems like reading Braille out loud is a lot harder than reading Braille to yourself. Like when you read to yourself, you can kind of skip over stuff, right, or whatever. Oh, I don't know what this word is, but I'm just going to keep going. You can't get away with that when you're reading out loud. Reading Braille out loud is a definite skill. And that was the original intent. But the thing that we found out is that the other thing that it does, particularly if you're not a Braille reader like Debbie Stein, like I didn't learn Braille until I went to Blind Incorporated. I didn't learn grade 2 Braille. And so I came to it very late, and I'm not tremendously fast, but what... Belonging to the Life group, what it does for me is each week in the Life group, once we get done reading, then we have an assignment of so many pages to read by the next time. And what it forces you to do, or encourages you to do, or whatever word you want to use, you have to start reading Braille almost on a daily basis. You've got to get those pages read. And after a while, you find that your day isn't quite complete unless you've read a certain amount of Braille that day, and it actually sort of becomes a habit. And it also does a great deal to for people like me to increase your proficiency and your speed. I wish Linda Hendel was here. She's sort of the poster child for this. She came to Life Group, and when she first started, she would still stumble over a lot of the contractions, and now she's very good. So I think she may read better than I do. She's really come a long ways. And so I would conclude that by saying if anybody is interested in joining the life group, it's always open. It's, again, aimed more at the people who need to improve their Braille. It would probably be a waste of time if you're a Debbie Stein or a Denise or a Patty who's reading 100, 200, whatever, 300 words a minute. You know, it's for people that are reading it probably at a lower speed, don't quite have their proficiency. The idea is to increase our proficiency, get us in the habit of reading Braille on a regular basis, trying to increase those skills. And if anybody's interested in that, contact me or contact Linda Hendel. There's always something coming out on IllTalk that announces the meetings. You're always free to call in and or contact any of us that are involved in it. And we'd really be happy to have you join. And that would conclude my presentation on life.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Then seeing none, we're going to go ahead and turn to Patty. We're almost done. And I'm going to plan on adjourning as close to 5 as I possibly can. Just to let the scholarship committee know, you're going to be meeting in my room, which is 466, at 5:30 to discuss our scholarship plans. Patty?
All right. Bell, I have the privilege of being our coordinator for Bell. The people who really should talk about Bell are our teachers and our kids. So I'm just going to give you the short version. Braille enrichment for literacy and learning. We have several components to the program. We run 2 programs in Illinois. They're very different programs. The Springfield program is a residential program. It's a 1-week program. In part, we did that because people come from as far away as southern Michigan for that program. The Chicago program is a day program for 2 weeks. The Chicago program has 4 field trips, and the Springfield program typically has 2. The Springfield program also has a track for parents because some of the parents are taking the week off to bring their kids to the Bell program. The thing that I think I find most notable in Bell, besides the fact that the kids get really turned on to Braille, is the reaction that we get from some of the parents. And I'll never forget the letter that we got, a thank you letter from Mrs. Noy last year, and it read something like, I will always have higher expectations for my child, and isn't that what we're all about? If you teach nothing else when you're doing the parent track, you want to teach the parents to push their kids. So everything is about Braille in this program, but it's not all about sit-down classroom learning. It's about travel. It's about adjustment to blindness. It's, of course, about Braille. It's about daily living and so on. If you want more information, we will have somebody later on at the banquet. There will be several people, and anybody tonight that sees the members of the Naperville Noon Lions Club, there are 7 of them coming tonight, don't sit at their table because that's reserved. But they've given us $10,000 for Bell for the last couple of years. So please remember to thank them. And that concludes my report, Denise.
Thank you very much.